Or should I just prioritize taking care of them and not even checking for myself? There were plenty of times when the girls were like babies and toddlers where I couldn't remember if I saw myself in the mirror, if I took that time to look at myself in the mirror. Did I wash my face? Yes. Did I brush my teeth? Yes. But did I look up to see myself? No. Did I stand in front of a mirror to look at myself? No. So when you see moms looking a mess, their reflection is not really of them as to where they put their effort. Look at their children. Are their children clean? Do they have jackets on? Do they have a hat? Are their shoes tied? Does she have a bag with snacks and things that they need? Is she getting out a stroller out the trunk? Is she putting in a car seat? Is she taking out a car seat? Is she putting in a cart cover before she puts a baby in? Is the baby with socks or shoes? Is everybody in the cart? Is she holding the hand of a toddler? Is she getting groceries? Like, it's so much to consider yourself while considering other little kids that a lot of times you do lose yourself. But as a mom, I'm telling you, you have to self-care. Because if you don't self-care, you're going to spill over onto your kids. Your care for yourself is going to spill over onto your kids. Your kids will not care for themselves if they see you do things without caring for yourself. So this episode is about mom self-care, how I did it, and how you should make time for it. Welcome to Cozy One Podcast.
Self-care as a mom is important, but self-care as a mom of two or more is important-er, okay? It's more important. When your kids are babies, it's damn near impossible to make self-care time. Maybe when they're napping, you could do a facial or a foot massage. Maybe when you start to know your baby's routine, you can say, okay, I could go to the nail salon that has the door open and get my feet done. I've never been able to take a baby with me to get my nails done on my hands. It's not happening. I don't even think or recommend bringing a baby in a nail salon with the door shut with those chemicals, okay? Getting your hair done at a salon with a baby, damn near impossible. Get a sitter. And when you're self-caring without kids, it's expensive. But when you're self-caring with kids, it's more expenses. It's more expensive because you're paying for someone to keep your kid when you go do your nails, when you go do your hair, when you go shopping. Taking a child into a fitting room to try on clothes in a store that's in a stroller is frustrating. Having toddlers and a baby in a stroller while trying on clothes in a fitting room is frustrating. Being in a nasty mall with germs and other people and looking for the elevator in certain stores to go downstairs to the next level instead of just stepping on the escalator or going down steps is frustrating. So a lot of times, I remember the girls being little, I didn't want to go to the mall. I didn't want to go to this Target that had an up and downstairs. I didn't want to go to the cute boutiques that's on this street or on that street because people are inconsiderate. They don't want to move when you have a stroller. They don't want to help you with the door open. And when you're in a major city, forget about it. Nobody wants to help you with that stroller down the train. All of the elevators are slow and usually out of order or they smell like piss. So it's a very frustrating thing to have to self-care when you have kids. So yes, a lot of moms are in a hoodie, t-shirt, spandex, and sneakers or Crocs. And then you start to see year one, not keeping yourself up. Year two, not keeping yourself up. Year three, not keeping yourself up. Let me tell you this. Even though I rode a bike majority of my time pregnant with Anya, I was still moving and walking and doing all the things. So I got up to 198 pounds with Anya, and easily I went down to like 160 because I was breastfeeding and I was moving and I was working two jobs and I had to walk and I had to take the train and I had to get the bus and I had to, you know, just move around. And I would take her out walking and running with me with her jogger stroller. Okay, we wasn't playing no games, okay? You was not about to look at my body and be like, yeah, she must have kids. I refuse. And then with Ari, I feel like I gained more weight being pregnant with her because I was working over 40 hours per week at my corporate job, sitting down most of the time, not really getting a lot of movement, not really being able to go to the gym. And I will say this. Anytime I'm focused like on my fitness and focused on getting like a routine of working out, some man always comes into my life and tries to plop a baby. Okay? Y'all not slick. Leave me the fuck alone. But, you know, that's just my personal observation. You might be different, but I think when you have daycare, sick days, you have to drive everywhere, you have to go to work, you have to go to appointments, you're buying clothes for the kids, you don't even know your size anymore, you're cooking, you're picking up toys, you're figuring out food outings and food routines, you're grocery shopping all the time, you need a babysitter for this, you need a babysitter for that, you want fun time but you don't want to take the kids with you, and then you'll have friends who'll be like, just bring the kids with you, I don't want to take the kids. Like, this is a thing. Every mom might not be like this, but when my friends want me to come somewhere and I got to take the kids with me, it's like half of my brain can enjoy my friends. My full brain cannot enjoy my friends because I got to bring this mom brain with me. I don't want to have mom brain when I go out with my friends. I don't want to have mom brain when I go out to eat with y'all. I don't want to have mom brain when y'all get to come out for brunch and pay for one. And I got to sit here and pay for me, them two, and want to tip with y'all. That's more money on me. So most of the time when my friends are like trying to schedule group brunch, I don't want to go. Because that will involve me trying to figure out who's going to keep them so I could go out for brunch. And then that person doesn't want to give up their whole day with my kids. So I got to figure out after brunch, let me hurry up and leave to go pick them up and then go home if they're not at home with that person. And so a lot of times, self-caring as a mom of two is frustrating because there's so much more on you, okay? And this is why if the Lord brings me back ever again in a life, make me a man. Because fathers don't have to deal with this shit. Fathers get to go watch the game wherever their friends are without their kids. There's no expectation for you to bring the kids. Y'all get to go out to eat with your boys, sit at the bar without your kids because they're with their mom. Like, that's a normal thing for the kids to be with their mom. But you have to be able to stay sane and make time for you. And that is why I made this episode, to remind you that you do need to self-care. Because when you self-care, it's going to be, yes, less yelling, less frustration. You're going to feel good when your hair is done. You're going to feel good when your nails are done. You're going to feel good when that man gives you your pedicure and he massages the hell out your calves and your feet. 10 out of 10, I would rather have a man doing my nails and my feet than a woman because their hands are just not the right type of roughness that I need on my feet because my feet be hurting, okay? I would recommend you using your PTO, period. I would recommend you using your PTO for pampering, resting. I will recommend you using your life leave for calling out just so you can have your sanity and not have to be somewhere on a time crunch. 2 days off, 4 days for you in a month, maybe at max. I called out last week. Enjoyed that day. Okay. I have a half day this Friday. My kids have no idea. Okay. I like that. That's a treat for me. Half a day, okay, get you a solid sitter somewhere for the kids to be so you don't have to think about it. Put money aside for a sitter. Do a staycation for 3 days at a hotel. Don't tell nobody. Buy new bedding. Okay, buy you a new feather topper for your bed. Change the feng shui of your room, of your living room, of your house. Update your wardrobe piece by piece. Like, there's so many different things you can do to self-care for yourself, because I'm tired of women complaining about having kids and choosing to forget themselves because it's convenient. I understand the kids need things. I understand bills need to be paid, but there is a way for you to balance you also. Stop blaming the kids for why you can't lose weight. Change your diet. Walk more. Take 30 minutes and give yourself and walk for 30 minutes. You can watch your show on your phone for 30 minutes. You could watch something on YouTube for 30 minutes. You could listen to Cozy Moon podcasts for 30 minutes, multiple episodes. Stop making excuses on why you're not showing up for yourself. I think moms not showing up for themselves is a overdue excuse. You can go walking. You can change your diet. You can drink more water. You can have a no coffee month. You can try coconut water. You can have a no sugar month. You can focus on doing workouts at home if you can't leave and go to the gym, if you can't afford the gym. Let's stop making excuses, please, because you need to show up for you. If you don't show up for you, who would those kids have? You'll be less frustrated if you feel good about yourself. I understand having one shitty child's father, but having two shitty child's father, I know nothing about them, okay? Do they both have their cons? Yes. But there's one that's more dependable than the other. And that is the one I would lean on more to take one of the kids for the weekend and I can handle the other one, right? And that's what helps me keep my sanity a lot of times, is I don't have the bandwidth to deal with both of them. So if I know one of them is going to go with their dads and I just have to deal with one of them, I can handle that. And if that's the case for you, set that up. Keep your sanity. You don't have to go crazy for those kids. Use the resources that you have, the people that you have, ask for help, and show up for yourself. Self-care for yourself is not optional, okay? Show up for yourself so you can feel good about yourself, so you could be nicer to those kids, so the house could be more peaceful. Thank you very much. Do not take this with a grain of salt. Pour this shit on heavy and show up for yourself, because you deserve it. You're a mom. You are doing the Lord's work. And that is it. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. All right. The girl has to go back to work because who else is going to pay my bills?
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in. Okay. Maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is, he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency, so we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.